Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You might have heard Jenna and I talking about this story about the mice down in Stanford starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. Stanford's health department, they found evidence of what was called a mice infestation throughout the Stanford Government Center building during a recent assessment. And we have right now on the phone Joe Dingwall, president of Cat's Eye Pest Control, catseyepest.com. And Joe, when I saw mice infestation, what qualifies as an infestation? That's not just a couple mice, right?
Yeah, it's not just a couple mice. And in a building that large, it's probably been going on for some time, whether people realize it or not, you know. So, you know, mice can populate fast. They can have up to like 48 babies in a year. So you can imagine what an infestation could look like in a large building.
So now that it's been some time, is it harder to get control over a problem of that size in a building that big?
Absolutely. Yeah. When you're talking that many stories, a building that large, and they're, it sounds like they were kind of in all parts of the building. It's going to take some time to really gain control, and hopefully they have a very reputable and pest company diving in and a really aggressive plan for it.
How should they go? Like, how should they address it? Is it just putting food away, make sure the employees aren't eating at their cubicles, or is there something else they can do?
Yeah, so there's going to be parts that are the responsibility of the building and their maintenance department, and you know, the workers there, making sure that, you know, they're being as sanitary as possible. Mm-hmm. But then there's also going to be other things to, you know, seal up and gaps where mice might be coming in or coming and going from room to room. And then the pest company, they have to do their job and really be thorough inspectors and find out where the problem areas really are.
And what's the first sign, whether it's your house or a building like this, maybe an office, like, is it the droppings or is it like scratching? Like, what's the first sign that you might have a mice problem?
Yeah, so I think it's different whether it's your home or a business. You know, in a business, it's probably going to be droppings. In a home, it could be droppings in the attic or basement. It could be scratching in a wall. It could be noises in the ceiling. It could be a number of things. It could be a foul odor.
The noises get creepy.
Yeah, those unwanted guests, they don't pay rent.
That's
right.
True.
That'd be awesome if they did, though. We're talking to Joe Dingwall, president of Cat's Eye Pest Control, about this story down in Stanford. They had a mice infestation in their government building. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna. And coming up next, Joe, we want to ask you about rodents and pests and things like that this time of year that are really prominent as we head into the fall and the winter, and what people can do for their homes or their offices or buildings to prevent those pests from getting in, because none of us want that. It's coming up next. Star. There's a big mice problem down in Stanford recently at one of their government buildings. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna. We're talking to Joe Dingwall, president of Cat's Eye Pest Control, about different rodents and things that can get into your office or your house this time of year. And Joe, now that it's getting colder out, you know, we're in the fall heading into the winter, are there things that we should be on the lookout for that really like this time of year and try to get in?
Well, there's a pretty common old wives' tale in pest control, and that's mice come in during the winter, where, truth be told, mice are a year-round pest. Rats are a year-round pest. Hmm. Once they're in, it's not like they have a summer home and a winter home. They just have a home. You know, now, when the temperatures drop, sure, you know, mice that don't have a great shelter, of course, they're going to go toward our house or our business. They sense the airflow. They sense the heat. They smell the food. Of course, they're going to be attracted to that.
When it comes to a house, you know, you mentioned entry points and the inspector looking for entry points. Are they looking for huge gaps or smaller things? What exactly are some of these entry points?
Yeah, so believe it or not, a mouse can fit into something really small, 6 millimeters or a quarter inch. So think of like the width of a number two pencil. That's how far they can squeeze down to get in places.
No
that's
way.
Crazy.
Yep.
They just
yep.
like squeeze and, themselves and, in. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. That's kind of thickest part of their, you know, of their head, and they can, once they get that in, they just go right in.
Are there any other kinds of pests that you know, homeowners might bump into? Just whether it's seasonal or just like the rodents who kind of come in and out when they want to.
Yeah, so I mean, this time of year, as you know, it starts getting a little colder. There are certain pests that are called overwintering pests. That would be like your stink bugs, your ladybugs. What they're really trying to do is escape the cold, and then they'll, you know, call it hibernate. It's not really hibernate, but they kind of hibernate in your behind the siding or in your attic over the winter. Mm.
I've noticed crickets lately. I've heard crickets around our house.
Yeah,
I think those guys will go away for the season once it gets cold.
Yeah, exactly.
You won't see too many in your basement unless it's wet.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you see any more bats once October hits with Halloween coming?
Well, yeah. So bats will stay active as long as you see a mosquito fly, even if it's just a couple, bats will still be sticking around.
Oh, those ones are creepy too.
I feel like this conversation, I feel like it's going to become like, oh, what about this pest? What about that? But I do have one quick one. So we have a skunk, right, that keeps visiting outside of our house, and he just kind of hangs out a little bit. And we want to know, it's the smell. It lingers a little bit after he passes. Is there anything we can do to kind of say, hey, skunk, just go away. Don't stop here. Stop at the next house over.
Well, outside of maybe finding him a girlfriend to go off with, nothing else will kind of keep that smell away, unfortunately.
Dang it. Maybe keep the porch light on. I don't know.
You don't want a skunk pet, Jenna, at your house?
No, not at all. No. He needs to stay in his natural setting.
I will say baby skunks can be the cutest pets in the world until they get older.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
It is a trap. Yeah.
All right, Joe Dingwall, president of Cat's Eye Pest Control, catseyepest.com. If you have any problems or with pests or rodents or anything, thanks so much, Joe. We appreciate all the information.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.